This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's talk a little NBA. Let's talk a little college hoops. And let's bring in Kate Constable on GetMyPhoenix.com, a guest line. Like I mentioned, she does all kinds of work when it comes to podcasting, when it comes to being on this very show, filled in for us when we were out for Thanksgiving, and also host of the NFL betting show at the 33rd team. Find her on Twitter and TikTok at Kate Constable. Kate, good morning. Do you ever roll your eyes at the NBA when trying to bet on it?
Good morning, guys. Yes, all the time. It's like just a crapshoot every single day on who's going to be in, who's going to be out, who's actually going to show up and play when they are in the game, all those types of things. The NBA just has seemed weird this year, and I'm still kind of trying to figure it out a bit.
Yeah, samesies. So let's start with college basketball, because I feel like we know a little bit more on who's going to play and the effort level that's involved in some of these games. We have a top 25 matchup tonight between number 18 North Carolina and number 10 Indiana. The Hoosiers laying 5.5, total 144.5. So, Kate, is there a play you like here?
Yes, there is. I like Indiana at home in this one. It's hard to bet against UNC because they're the top team in the nation, or at least they were a couple days ago. But when you have a player like Trayce Jackson-Davis, one of the nation's top bigs, along with Armando Bacot, so this is going to be a great game in terms of bigs play. But Indiana, they're 6-0 at home. They haven't quite played the caliber of teams that UNC is, but what makes me not want to play on UNC today is that they're coming off of a 4-overtime game the other night. I mean, that game was back and forth. They ended up losing that game, and now they continue to be on the road again. So they've had a couple days, but still that rest and that fatigue, especially because UNC's rotation is so thin. They only play about 6 players. I think that's going to come into effect a little bit tonight against Indiana. And Indiana plays most of their game in the paint. 60% of their points are coming on 2-pointers this year. So that's going to be tough for Bacot and company to defend at the level that they need to inside, coming off of that 4-overtime win or loss.
Kate, I know it's really early in the season, but Carolina dropping 2 straight this early and falling from number 1 to 18 is, I don't want to say shocking, but a little surprising, because by all metrics, they were the team coming in, particularly how they finished last season. So what is going on with Carolina right now?
I think just some growing pains, some learning within this new system, not necessarily new system, but new players on the floor. They lost a couple to graduation last year. But overall, I mean, a tough spot to be in a tournament, play number 18 Alabama, who's a good team. I don't think they should have lost to Iowa State, but we're seeing that kind of across the country with teams. Was it Duke suffered a terrible loss to Purdue earlier this year? So there are top-ranked teams that are losing early in the season, but that happens around this Thanksgiving tournament time.
Yeah, let's talk about some top teams in this next one on the card. Number 25, Ohio State. Number 17, Duke. Duke laying 5.5, total 136.5. So a pretty sizable spread here, but Duke is a pretty good team that's gotten off to a pretty solid start. Who do you like here?
I actually like Ohio State with the points. It scares me because who wants to ever bet against Duke? But the Buckeyes are really clicking offensively right now. They put up 80 points in back-to-back games, and they're much more efficient on the offensive end than Duke has been. Duke takes a ton of threes, averaging over 22 three-point attempts per game. But Ohio State, on the other side, is really good at defending the three-point line. And I mentioned that Duke's offense has kind of been inconsistent. If you look at their last couple games, put up 50 points last outing. The night before that, 70, 50, 70. So they're kind of all up and down in terms of how their offense is showing up game in and game out. So they rely heavily on their defense as well. And Duke's 4-0 at home this season, but they haven't quite played a Power 5 conference opponent at home. So I think this is going to be a big test for the Dukies back on their home court. But 5.5 points is kind of a lot for me, so I'll take the points with the Buckeyes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're talking with Kate Constable, host of the All Bets Are On podcast on the Believe Network, and also host of a Monday afternoon NFL betting show at the 33rd Team. And Kate, you do it all because you're also going to talk NBA now. You have a lot more guts than I do. I've already talked about what a scaredy cat I am when it comes to betting on the NBA this early. But you're looking at a play in the Bulls game. They're visiting Phoenix.
Yes, I am. This one is a little less scary for me just because I kind of feel like I know what I get out of both of these teams. I've watched a lot of them over the last couple seasons. And overall, I like the Suns in this one. They're a great home team. They cover at home. And they've been the best defensive team in the league over their last five games. And part of that is because of the play of DeAndre Ayton, their center. Second best rebounding team over the last five games. DeAndre Ayton's had 30 rebounds himself over his last two games. They're second in blocks. A lot of those are coming from Ayton as well. He's put up 29 and 20 against the Jazz, 28 and 10 against the Pistons. So he is absolutely rolling right now. This is the best play I've ever seen from DeAndre Ayton. And going up against a Bulls team who I think is a little soft in the front court, Nikola Vucevic is going to have some trouble slowing Ayton down today. And the Bulls, they've been away from home already for a week, and they're only in the middle of a six-game West Coast road trip. So they still have some time away from home to go. And I think at this point, at those long road trips, is kind of a sleepy spot where they've settled in a little too much, and I think the Suns can take advantage tonight.
If I remember correctly, last year the Bulls were not a good team when facing other good teams. I feel like that was a fade spot for them, is when they were playing a team over 500, that is the time to fade the Bulls. I remember making a ton of money. Anytime the Bulls played the Bucks, it was always the Bucks. Time for your weekly Bears question, because you got a Bears helmet in the background. So obviously I got to ask you about the Bears. Yeah. Bears getting 4 points against the Packers, who have not been really on their game this season. But we all know Aaron Rodgers loves to own the Bears. He's the big question mark in this one. He is a little banged up. But do you think that there is a case to be made for the Bears getting four here?
No, I don't. I hate to say it. Aaron Rodgers still does own the Bears. And I would imagine he plays this weekend. If Justin Fields is in this game, then I would look towards the Bears at plus four and think maybe they can hang with him a little. But I would hope Justin Fields doesn't play this weekend because he's dealing with that shoulder injury. He's the franchise quarterback here, and we haven't had one in a while. So let's keep him healthy. Let's keep him out of games. Let's keep losing games this season. That way we can get a higher draft pick. I mean, we're not playing for anything. And I say we as like I'm a part of the team. But
We all do it.
The Bears aren't playing for a playoff spot at this point. So I don't care what happens the rest of the season. I just want the Bears next season, get a good draft pick. Justin Fields continues to grow. So Aaron Rodgers, Packers can have this one for all I care.
It does have to feel good that you actually have a quarterback that gives you a little bit of hope, because that's half the battle in the NFL is getting a good quarterback. And it does suck because Justin Fields' rushing props were an absolute cash cow for yours truly. So I know it's like sad for him and like the Bears or whatever, but it's also sad for me. So I was making a lot of money off of that. But always great insight from Kate Constable. You can find her on Twitter and TikTok at Kate Constable. She is our BetQL Network teammate and also host of the Monday afternoon NFL betting show at the 33rd Team. Kate, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
Oh, it probably feels good not to wake up at, you know, 4 or 3 or whatever time she had to wake up when she had to fill in for us. That was Kate Constable on the GetMyPhoenix.com guest line. The Phoenix is a revolutionary technology helping men all across America get back to their best in the bedroom. Visit GetMyPhoenix.com to learn more. Jenks, do you think Justin Fields is the franchise quarterback that the Bears have been waiting for?
Yeah, I do. I think he's shown unbelievable, not even just promise, with his legs, he's been unbelievable. And so I would absolutely put him in bubble wrap, and he can continue to develop on his passing game in the offseason. And let's be honest, the Bears don't have a great offensive line. He doesn't have a ton of weapons around him, so he's a little hamstrung in that area. But yeah, he's shown the promise I think that the Bears have wanted to see. So I do believe he's the future.
Especially in the NFL these days, where good quarterbacks seem so hard to find. If you find somebody who even has an inkling of promise, I think you hold on to them like a good girlfriend that you gotta propose to.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.